Hello there.
Hello there.
And welcome to What If Qui-Gon Didn't Die? My name's Jamie.
And I'm Sean.
And in this week's episode, we haven't got a what if question.
No, it's not a what if this week.
We've got something slightly different. Still a question though.
Mm.
The question this week is Luke a true Jedi?
A true Jedi has never been seen in the galaxy.
With plenty of to spare.
You're going the right way for a smacked bottom. All right, good question that, but then let's instantly ask another question. What is a true Jedi?
That is the question I was going to ask you.
Oh.
Because I love putting you on the spot straight away.
You do, don't you?
Every single episode, I always go, this is a question. Sean, what does that mean?
All right. Quickly answer this then, because we can judge the answer of this based on this answer. Yoda. True Jedi? The truest of the Jedi?
I would say yes, because...
He's not only head of the council.
Yeah.
Head of the masters. He's also the oldest, wisest, strongest, most backflippist, you know, and he's green, small and cold.
Yeah. Do you associate the truest with the purest?
See, after all of our conversations, no. However, Yoda is a pure dude. Come on.
He has to be the most pure, doesn't he?
Yeah.
His intentions are always...
He's always a good boy.
Yeah.
He's a pure boy. And, you know, I like the idea of the Grey Jedi, you know, Qui-Gon's, you know, all of your other dudes who are a little bit out of the circle, the Dooku's, you know. Dooku was a mistake, but
yeah.
He was still really cool.
Yeah, he is.
But if we're going by what is a true Jedi,
mm-hmm.
Yoda, in all intents and purposes, is a true Jedi. And we could base every answer in this little podcast question on, is Luke anything like Yoda?
Yes.
Just for clarity, otherwise we'll get lost down a very deep rabbit hole of, but Qui-Gon was a true Jedi.
Well, here's another question for you then. Is every Jedi on the council a true Jedi? Have they all got the same goal in mind, or do some of them have slightly different intentions, do you think? We don't know all the Jedi on the council because...
No, we don't, do we?
You know, we see Cloudhead, but we don't really know what he does.
Yeah, he's just in a battle, and he's just funny, isn't he? And he gets taken down in Order 66. We actually see that happen.
Yes.
So he was made to die.
Yeah, he was always going to be collateral.
I just don't think they're all true Jedi.
I don't think Mace Windu is a true Jedi.
No.
I think he's a strong and powerful Jedi, and he's got the best intentions.
He's got the right intentions, but he still ain't Yoda.
No, there's something about him that is a little more forceful with his approach, perhaps.
Yeah.
Perhaps that's the defining characteristic.
Yeah.
How strongly do they push their opinion and agenda
into the council?
Yeah.
Which Yoda does not do.
He just mediates, doesn't he? He's
yeah.
just there as the sort of the top chair. Let's listen to everybody else's opinions, and then we'll make a decision based on that.
Yeah.
But it's almost like every other Jedi has to put in their input before Yoda sort of... He doesn't yes or no it necessarily, but he kind of has the sway.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody looks to him as the leader-ish
guy. Yeah, he's the head of the council.
Yeah.
If there was a head.
If there was a head to the Hydra. Yeah. So, it's such a shame because, you know, Yoda, yes. But then I really like the Jedi Qui-Gon shoulda, woulda, coulda been.
Yeah.
And I would have said that Qui-Gon is the better Jedi because he's not part of some council listening to democracy or whatever it is. It's just, you know, or whatever the Senate is trying to be. He's flying around, protecting people, being a cool dude.
Yeah.
With his force powers. Fighting the good fight, but not actually just worrying about all of the is this good or bad, Gubbins? It's just, I need to do this. It's a shame you're going to get hurt, but I've got to do it for the greater good, because I protect people.
Yeah.
That's my job. And whether I do it in the shadows on my own, or I do it in front of everybody, trying to amass, you know, the friendship of people, it doesn't matter. I could be hated for all I want, but I am a protector of the peace.
Yes.
I'm which a sheriff is... of the galaxy.
And actually, that there is one of the things that Jedi are supposed to be. As we've discussed previously, they are peacekeepers, supposedly, until they get drawn into a war that they then have to take a side on, which is what they shouldn't be doing.
Yeah, should never have been part of the Clone Wars.
But Qui-Gon, I don't think, would have taken a side, apart from the fact that he would be looking out for his Jedi brethren.
Yeah, and absolutely.
And that's the only reason he would have got involved.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I think he would have stayed away from it and gone, it's not our issue.
Yeah, yeah. I don't want to be a part of this galaxy-wide thing, because it started out as a sort of separatist. We don't like the separatists, you know. They've got a droid army, so the clones were made. It's hilarious. Not one of them stopped and went, what a coincidence that there's, you know, 100 million droids have been made. And we've just had 100 million clones dropped at our doorstep. You know, and, oh, Dooku's the leader, is he? Oh, that's a lot for one man to plan on his own, you know. How funny's that? Never mind.
Yeah,
lack of knowledge and stuff. And then the Clone Wars did sort of dive into, sometimes it went to, you know, well, just these aliens are quite bad, so we need to kill them.
Yeah.
Whereas actually, a Jedi would be like, this is their planet, just leave them alone.
Yeah.
They can't travel by starship. Don't worry about that.
We'll observe.
Yeah, we won't fight. So what is a true Jedi then? We just said Yoda's a true Jedi, and yet actually, I think Qui-Gon is a truer Jedi, especially if he'd lived.
Yes, I can see that logic, and I think they're both true Jedi in their own slightly different ways. I also think about Obi-Wan.
Yeah?
I think Obi-Wan is a true Jedi because I think he takes some of Qui-Gon's style of let's observe, let's see what's going on first, and then we'll make a decision.
Yeah,
he is drawn into Clone Wars, but every Jedi is
yeah.
But he is actually, when we see in the films, he's the one who's on the reconnaissance missions.
Yeah, you know, observing, he's looking.
Yeah, he's looking to see. He's investigating. He's more like a detective, isn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, apart from when he's going after Grievous and he finds him.
Yeah.
But then that's only because he finds Grievous. You know, most of the other times, he's just looking for him.
Mm.
And when they were sent to, you know, bodyguard the Emperor, or he said Dooku's got him or whatever.
Yeah.
He's even saying to Anakin, don't do it. Don't kill him. Yeah. You know, we need to not do this with, you know, Keepers of the Peace.
Well, actually, this goes all the way up until their final fight, Anakin and Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
Obi-Wan has the high ground, as we know.
Yeah.
And he says to Anakin, don't do it. Obi-Wan does not want to fight him.
Yeah, yeah.
He wants to keep the peace.
Yeah.
He wants to find a peaceful solution.
Yeah.
Where Anakin obviously is well beyond
saving, but he still tries to make him see sense. You know, you were my brother, Anakin.
Yeah.
You know, don't try it. It's over, please.
Even there, even against those odds, he's still trying to maintain that level, balanced head.
Yeah.
So in some way, I think with that in mind, I think, he probably is a true Jedi. He's looking big picture.
Yeah.
He's looking, and actually I think it's quite telling that of the Jedi to survive Order 66 that we know of in the films, obviously there are a few others, but that we know of in the films, Obi-Wan.
Yoda.
And Yoda. And are they the two truest Jedi that survived? Qui-Gon might have been a true Jedi, but he was killed.
Mm.
So he would not have had the chance to escape.
Although I think he would have survived Order 66, Qui-Gon. Only because he wouldn't have been near any clones. He would have been hunted after the fact.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he would have been suspicious of the whole...
Yeah, the clones bit. Oh, who are they from? Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, because I think he is also a detective. And I think that's why Obi-Wan... is like that. He's watching Qui-Gon observe and learn and see how things play out before making the decision.
Little diabetic blood sample tests.
You might feel a little prick.
That's not so little.
Oh, master.
But no, yeah, I agree with you there, actually. Yeah, so maybe for this question about Luke, let's remind everybody, we're looking at Obi-Wan and Yoda as our sort of big two daddy boys.
Mm.
If you want to be a true Jedi, and actually, Obi-Wan, yeah, because the Obi-Wan series, yes, he's a Jedi and he's sort of given it up a little bit and he's forced to, you know, go back out in the world and help find, you know, Leia. And, you know, his powers have to come back and then he sees Darth Vader. But actually, he's not involved in any politics.
No.
He's trying to keep the peace, whether he's on Tatooine or not. He's trying to find ways to keep the peace without, A, getting too involved, or B, you know, having too much great loss. He's, you know, he's kind of a sheriff, isn't he? Like a wandering sheriff. What do they call them in America? They're deputies, aren't they?
Or Yeah,
not deputies. They're marshal service or whatever it is. Traveling sheriffs who take the law with them, but they don't get too involved because they're traveling all the time. Yeah, a bit like that.
Mm.
So actually, yeah, Obi-Wan, good shout. Very good shout.
Yeah, and I think logically, as we've gone through it, that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. So is Luke anything like Obi-Wan?
Well, so Obi-Wan's learnt all his stuff from Qui-Gon and general teachings, but I think the early years of teaching are more like basic force powers.
Yeah.
They're wielding the lightsaber. They are the building blocks of Jedi force usage.
Yeah, yeah. Whereas it'll be more of a when and where, you know, with a little bit of discussion. And only as they get older, they're like, so why do we do this, Master?
Yeah, so when...
Not how, why.
When they spend time with the Master, that's when they learn the attitude to go with it.
Yeah.
So you can... They probably have, like, tenets to live by or, you know, teachings.
Or little mantras and stuff. Yeah. Oh, absolutely, yeah, yeah.
And so they'll go, well, this is what we work towards. But actually, in the real world, we all know that anything you learn doesn't always apply to real life.
Yeah.
So that's why they go out with their master and then they learn. And so Obi-Wan's picked up what he knows from Qui-Gon. Yoda, we believe, is a true Jedi. We don't know where he's been taught, who's taught him. We don't know anything about his background, really, because he's so old. The person who taught him, his master, probably died 800-odd years previous.
Yeah.
So we'd never see him. Well, that said, Grogu's anything to go by. Perhaps his master was a bit more recent. Anyway, Luke has had the benefit of a little bit of Obi-Wan teaching.
Yep.
And a little bit of Yoda teaching.
Yeah, that's very true. But then Yoda was, in the films, he's just portrayed as this sort of...
doddery old...
Yeah, babbling. Babbling around the joint. Being funny. Poking holes in R2-D2. Why?
But when you break down what they're teaching Luke, I think Obi-Wan teaches him a bit of attitude. He teaches, he teaches him, like, this is the Force. Like, can you feel that energy? Feel it
throwing through you.
But also, he's teaching him lessons like, just relax here. Well, we're going to go into the bar here. It's going to kick off, probably.
Yeah.
And I'm going to defend you. Luke obviously didn't know this. It's not pre-planned like that, but it's... He's watching Obi-Wan carefully observe. He's saying, this is a dodgy place.
Yeah.
We go quietly here. We take our time. Negotiate. He sees the negotiations. He sees how Obi-Wan operates.
Yeah.
So he could take that away, but he only gets a small glimpse of that because it's a short...
Yeah, because it's not long till Obi-Wan decides to pop off to be a Force ghost.
And then Luke's given the basic... understanding that the Force exists, and then he goes to see Yoda, and Yoda can't teach him what to do with the Force necessarily, like how to use it in the world, in the universe, or how to react to situations. All Yoda can do, and I think this is reflective of what he used to do, is teach. This is how you pick up some stones. This is how you do a handstand.
Yeah.
Hand control this. This is how to manipulate the force to do what you want with it.
Yeah.
Because in the council, when he's in the Jedi temple, I'm pretty sure Yoda was teaching some of those younglings how to do those things.
Yeah, yeah.
He's not going on missions necessarily. I mean, he does, but he's not day to day. He wasn't going on a planet and going, right, what's going on here?
Yeah.
That's not his role. He's got other people to do that for him.
Yeah.
So I don't think he's going to get, I don't think Luke's going to take any true Jedi attributes from Yoda, and he's never observed him as the leader of a council. He's only ever observed Yoda as
the crazy old coot.
Yeah.
Although he did send him off to fight himself as Vader in the cave, didn't he? But he still, it wasn't like a proper sit down, this is going to be your trial.
Yeah.
You know, you've done a little bit now, you've gone away, you've come back, I've taught you all there is to know about the Force. It was none of that. It's just, you will fight something in there.
Yeah, what you find.
Yeah, it's just what you find.
But that's not teaching Luke how to be observant or
stronger, measured. Protective. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, if he was careful, he was brash, wasn't he? If you think about Luke, he was doing his training in The Empire Strikes Back.
Hmm.
And he was told by Yoda, if you go now, that could be it.
Yeah.
You could lose your friends.
Yeah.
But if you stay, then you've got a chance to save him. And he still decides to go.
Yeah.
And yeah, it works out. But
only just.
But only just. And Luke lost his arm for it, didn't he? So I think he didn't really learn the right stuff from Yoda.
No. No, I don't think he did.
Obi-Wan was his true teacher.
Yeah. But then doesn't he come back as a Force ghost to train Luke?
Yes.
So in he does come back as a ghost, and you can actually, that's when he starts to see him.
So my understanding of Obi-Wan as a Force ghost is not, they're not going on missions together. They're not going to places like they would have done in the old times. He's just an advisor. Luke has an issue and he goes, oh, Ben.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to do?
Can you help me out here, dude?
Yeah. And then Ben goes, just
use the Force.
use the Force. Yeah, search your feelings. It's kind of always the same advice. We don't see, because you can't literally be in the places to do side by side.
Yeah,
like he can't take the lead and go, hold back, Luke.
Yeah,
let's go steady here.
Yeah,
I know you're strong with the Force. I know you've got this going, and we will win this fight if it turns that way. But let's just let it play out.
Yeah. See how it goes.
Measured, balanced. So the whole balance of the Force.
Yeah.
You know. So, is Luke a true Jedi?
No.
I don't think he can be.
I don't think he ever can be, because even in the sequel films, he obviously finds all them old books and all them old texts, and he's gone to some Jedi temples.
Yeah.
They've touched on that sort of stuff in these films, haven't they? But in the end, all of the books and stuff burned down.
Mm-hmm.
It means nothing. And when he sees Yoda, Yoda's just like, why'd you care about the books?
Yeah, you don't even read them.
Yeah. You know, it's the Force that you should care about. And then Luke apparently is like the best one, blah, 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 blah. But that's sort of, it's just film story, trying to make the, because Luke was the hero and now he's not the hero, but he was the best. You know, I want to be the very best that no one ever was.
Do you think that even at the end, Luke was immature?
Yeah, of course he was. He retained that sarcastic, well, actually, no, he was more mature in the other films. If anything, he turned so old and bitter, they made him seem silly.
Petty,
which isn't a Jedi.
No, that's the opposite, isn't he?
Qui-Gon would never be petty. Qui-Gon would actually, even though if he was on his own and he failed at his school, and I don't think Qui-Gon would make the mistakes Luke did to bring about Kylo Ren.
I also don't think he would start a temple.
No, or a school, no. Maybe he would try and take on some more younglings, but he wouldn't definitely.
I think he'd take one person at a time and be like, we can do this.
Yeah.
One at a time.
Yeah.
That's how to do it.
And then you can forward your teachings.
Yeah.
You know, I think Luke just went around it the wrong way. He found some stuff and he tried to do some things, but he was always rash and brash and
impatient.
Yeah. And you know, we got another bonus to talk about it another time. You know, that thing I told you about. And that just goes to prove that Luke is irrational and you know, young, dumb and full of spunk. because then it just builds and builds and builds to the point where he's a really strong Jedi, Luke, and everybody likes him. But for what the Jedi stand for, he wouldn't have become a hermit. I know Ben did, but Ben became a hermit for a reason. A, he got old quick, and B, he was looking after Luke from afar.
Yeah, Obi-Wan became a hermit because he had to hide.
Yeah, he had to hide.
He was being hunted.
Yeah.
Luke, you could argue that maybe the Knights of Ren would have hunted Luke.
Yeah.
But
he didn't need to do what he did.
He didn't need to hide in such an obscure place and shut down like he did.
Yeah, and put, you know, and the whole thing with the map and R2 and, you know, and Rey having to find him. And, you know, Star Wars is supposed to be like, search your feelings. You know where I am.
Yeah.
Why did it have to all be about
a map?
A map. And I don't want to be found, and I'm going to drink some weird green milk, and I hate everybody.
Yeah.
He would actually be in the fight, because he'd be like, I can't stand for this injustice. I'm a Jedi.
Yeah.
Even though he was old, Jedi is supposed to be peacekeepers, like we say. You think he would go and find Leia and be like, all right, I know he's your son, but Kylo can't be doing this.
It's interesting, because he never gave up on Darth Vader.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, he gave up on his nephew quick enough.
Yeah. And was
traumatised for it.
He was going to kill him.
Yeah, he was going to kill him. Then he gave up on him. And then he was sort of... But like, when they blew up them five planets...
Yeah.
Not, you know, I know he didn't see Luke then because he wasn't part of the storyline. But you think there would have been like a... Oh, I felt it that day.
Yeah.
And it sickened me to the bone.
And I need to do something. All these people
died. Yeah. Maybe I needed to do something. Because you know what he had to do? All he had to do was pull his X-Wing out of the ocean.
Yeah.
But he didn't do that for himself, did he?
No.
To be like, right, if I am actually the last proper Jedi left in the galaxy, I need to go and, you know, try and keep the peace here.
Yeah.
I need to stop millions dying. Even if I lose, at least I tried, you know?
Mm.
But he didn't. He waited for Rey to show up, who ain't a proper Jedi either.
No.
In fact, she's had no training.
No, nothing. But she's got better mindset than he has.
Yeah, because at least she wants to try to do better.
Mm.
You know, and then, oh, God, yeah. Oh, it's a shame. Because I like Luke in episode 4, 5, 6.
Yeah, for sure.
But then when we get to 7, 8, 9, it just becomes a bit like, and again, when he's talking to Yoda, and Yoda's there as a Force ghost, and he's, and you know, the little hut thing with the book in his is all burning down. It's just a bit like Luke, you know, young Luke wouldn't have cared about that. I get that Luke wanted to maybe start a school up and maybe rebuild the Jedi Order, but
I think he started with good intentions.
Yeah, and then it just very quickly went away.
Perhaps he took on too much.
Well, yeah, maybe. And on his own as well.
Well, that's it. He was by himself. If he'd had Leia next to him.
Yeah.
And the pair of them took on the school.
Yeah.
Then perhaps it would be... It's half the burden, isn't it?
That's right.
It's the burden shared, and perhaps it would have been more successful.
But then why did Leia stop training to become a Jedi?
Because she wants to help the rebels.
Well,
she's the leader. She needed to be there, surely.
Kind of that, but also... She saw Kylo dying if she carried on her Jedi training.
Mm.
She told Luke, and then Luke tells Rey, I think, that she would have carried on.
Yeah.
But because she saw Kylo sort of dying because of the path she was on training, she gave it up.
Yeah.
Because Luke was training her, and then she sort of gave him a lightsaber and said, no, I can't do this because my son will die if I carry on. And then maybe that's why Luke didn't kill him in the hut. Maybe that's why he thought about it or whatever. But
So just quickly then.
I like it when you say that.
Little sidestep question. Just quickly. If Leia decided to maintain the course of learning to become a Jedi,
mm-hmm.
do you think she would have been a true Jedi? do you think she would have had a better frame of mind for it? Because she's not as brash and irrational. She's always had to make measured decisions. She's had to consider everybody else first. And with the Jedi training, would she then be able to go, let's take a second here, let's think about it. I have got the upper hand.
Yeah.
Would she have been closer to being a true Jedi than Luke?
I think yes, because of her personality.
Mm-hmm.
But then I think no, because who trained her?
Yes, and sometimes you're only as good as the training you've had.
Yeah, and if Luke is as sort of non-Jedi-ish as we say, she would have only learned what he knows.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, she would have been good with a lightsaber, and she would have been strong with the Force powers, but she probably might have been a better Jedi because of, like you say, her personality towards life and what she's had to do compared to what Luke's had to do. Mm. It's a shame, because I do actually quite like Luke.
Yeah, I think...
You know, I think he's a great character.
Like you say, in 4, 5 and 6, we like him. He is the sort of hero, isn't he?
Yeah. In an uncouth way, he's a hero, but he's also crap at his job. But this is the thing. He's just a young dude in a massive galaxy far, far away.
And with the exception of blowing up the first Death Star...
What does he actually do?
He spends a lot of time elsewhere, doesn't he? He defeats Darth Vader and the Emperor, but...
Well, he doesn't really, does he?
But he doesn't.
Because Vader defeats the Emp, and then he has a redemption arc. So Luke pulls his helmet off. That's what Luke does. He pulls his dad's helmet off.
And kills him. makes him suffocate.
Yeah.
But you could also argue that if Luke wasn't there, Vader wouldn't attack Big Daddy Palps and then...
Yeah, that's it. Because he actually says, don't Luke say to Vader, I'm not fighting you, Father.
Yeah, so
there's something going on there, and he can sort of say, oh, I know there's good in you still, you know, blah, blah.
See, then, that's the Obi-Wan teaching, isn't it?
That is Obi-Wan saying that,
That's him trying not to fight, which is actually probably the only glimpse we get of Luke as a true Jedi.
Yeah, of him just holding back, not being rash.
That's probably the most mature he is in all of the films that we see.
Even the ones... 7, 8, 9, where he should be more mature.
Yeah, where he should be wise and
he's just, come with me. There's something I want to give you.
Yeah.
What were you doing that for? That was silly, burning that down. Yeah. What did you do that for? Don't be doing that again.
Yeah, I think that's a good. I think that is, he has glimmers of true Jedi-ness.
Yeah.
I think that peaks at the end. Yeah. Of Return of the Jedi.
Yeah. Yeah, because what cause I was going to say as well, when he actually goes to confront Kylo, obviously some people say that he weren't actually there.
Yeah.
But I think he was. He's Luke Skywalker. He can do what he wants.
What, you mean when he...
When they shoot him with the AT-AT?
He's not there.
Well, where is he then? Is he already dead?
No, he's on his island, sitting, floating above that little stump. Looking out to the ocean.
Oh, yes. And he's meditating.
Yeah, and he projects himself, a force projection across the galaxy.
See, now, if Ahsoka and Ezra Bridger knew about that, they wouldn't need to ride them bloody space whales, would they?
No.
Come on now.
So, yeah.
Fix Star Wars again, don't we?
But it's... That's a victim of always trying to outdo the previous film. So you've got abilities. So like in... When you first see Kylo Ren and he stops the laser.
Yeah.
Just by holding it in.
In thin air.
Yeah. That's what a move that is. Great. Mm. Then you see them sort of having him and Rey have the connection.
Yeah.
The mind connection. That's quite cool. And then you see Luke.
Projecting himself across the entire galaxy.
Yeah.
He's stronger than Yoda.
With no flicker. No, like... No distortion in his figure. No. He looks exactly like he should.
Yeah, yeah. And if anything, he makes a physical entrance, because isn't there a foot? He doesn't make footprints in the snowy red ground, does he? No. But Kylo Ren obviously thinks he's real enough to then shoot him.
Yeah. But he looks like he's there.
Yeah.
And he can't really see, because there's a lot of that salt is turned red anyway.
Turned red mist. But then again, my point on this is, Luke still didn't go there. He sat in his cave, projected himself.
Yeah.
Which, you know, he could have literally with Rey and literally gone, right, I know I'm old and crap, but I will help you.
The whole point of him projecting himself rather than being there, one, he'd have a long journey to get there, I'm sure. But he's only there to buy time for the rest of the rebellion to escape out the back with those crystal foxes.
Yeah, yeah. That's,
and if he'd turned up there, he'd have been dead in a second. And yeah. they would have marched to the door and got everybody. So it kind of was the right move.
Yeah.
But it was like too little, too late kind of thing. If he'd been there when they were looking for him at the start,
yeah.
If he'd never ran away, actually probably would have prevented a lot of hurt. Yeah.
A lot of heartbreak. And a lot of stuff getting destroyed. Mm. They destroyed that not Moz.
Yeah, Maz Kanata.
Maz Kanata. They destroyed her gaff because she had the lightsaber.
Hundreds of years. Yeah.
She had his lightsaber in the bottom thing. Why? Why did you give it to her? as if Kylo was going to pick up on the resonant force. Oh, there's a lightsaber down here.
Yeah.
How funny is that? He's got a little radar on his head, and it's like, there it is. There's Luke's lightsaber. You know, oh, you just want him to be good. And I know it's a story, and I know somebody else has written it, but without sounding too moany, Luke could have been so much better in the last films.
I think he could have.
And I've just said it, it's a story. People's other story arcs need to take, you know, paramount. They need to be in front. There needs to be some cool things. But you think that first film, Episode 7, when it's Kylo, Finn, and they're on the planet, it's all dark. You know, the Empire is still the bad guys, the Knights of Ren, blah, 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 stormtroopers, and he stops the bullet, and everyone went, wow, what a flipping cool entrance that is.
Yeah.
And then by the end of it, it's all bright and colourful, and you're watching Yoda sit down and give Luke a bit of a talking to. And you're like, but I thought Luke was the whole point of the entire story was to find Luke. And then when you find him, it's like an anticlimax.
People criticise those films because they were too similar to 4, 5 and 6.
Oh, I don't think they were too similar at all.
I don't think so, because actually if they were similar, they would have found Luke early.
Yeah.
And Luke would have died off and then guided Rey through the rest of the story. And the story goes however it's going to go, but...
Would have been gone in the first half of the first film.
Rey, as the Jedi... should have been able to have a bigger story. Yeah. I feel like her story was stunted because there was too much emphasis put on, let's bring back old characters, let's put in nostalgia, Leia,
let's have Han Leia Solo. And Luke, Han, Luke, Chewie. Yeah.
Great to see them.
Yeah.
But also, they're shadows of their former selves.
Yeah.
You know, why couldn't it have just been that, like, oh yeah, Luke's still about? Like, you could have had them all in the first film. You could have just been like, oh yeah.
There's the whole gang back together again.
Yeah, great. Nice to see them.
Yeah.
But then something terrible happens. You know, they all die or they get split up or whatever.
Yeah.
But actually it's Rey. Maybe Rey goes with Luke and that's like master and apprentice.
Yeah. Oh, imagine how good that would have been if it was proper Star Wars and it turned out that the last 7 films were kind of like the first film when you had, instead of Qui-Gon and Obi, it's Luke... who has adapted and become more like Qui-Gon as he's got older.
Yeah.
You know, taken more of the Obi-Wan side, becomes more like Qui-Gon, and Rey is the sort of always asking questions. Mm. The first film, Obi-Wan is asking, you know, what do you think, Master?
Yeah.
You know, do you think this is good? This is a bad situation.
This is why Obi-Wan's so good, though, because he's willing to learn.
Yeah, and it would have been, if Luke and Rey had had a relationship like that in Episode 7, oh, you wouldn't have needed Kylo Ren to kill Han Solo because you wouldn't have needed the punch.
You wouldn't even need Han Solo.
No, you wouldn't have needed the old gang to go back together because it would have just been, oh, there's 2 Jedi over there trying to rebuild something. And yeah, there's the big bad guy. But that could have been Kylo Ren's storyline, you know, and then it could have all come together at the end. But it weren't. So, is Luke a true Jedi?
I'm gonna say there was glimpses, but overall, I think no.
Overall, no. Which is a shame Because I tell you who is a true Jedi as well in my eyes, and we're just going to go off a bit here. You don't know who he is, really. From Star Wars Rebels, Kanan Jarrus.
Yeah, you love Kanan.
Love Kanan, and yeah. And a little bit, you know, angry. A little bit willing to hurt people.
Yeah.
But will do the right thing, will keep the peace. You know, he was blind, and he used the Force to see.
That's cool.
And then just before he died, the Force gave him his physical eyesight back. It was emotional. Right. So spoilers, sorry everybody, to see the love of his life. Because you know what? He fell in love with somebody.
That's nice, isn't it?
And it gave him something to protect even more. Ain't that a Jedi?
No, isn't that funny though? Because Anakin falls in love.
Yeah, but it goes the other way.
It goes the other way.
and he kills her. And his two kids become estranged, split up, kiss, nearly have incest, and then everything's hunky-dory in the end. And
potentially ruin the whole story.
Ruin the whole story in the end. But still comes back as a Force ghost, looking out like his good young self.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Kanan Jarrus to me, you know, Qui-Gon, again, if Dooku hadn't been swayed by the Emperor and thought, you know what, things are wrong here, but I'm going to fight to make him better. Maybe Dooku would have been a truer Jedi.
Yeah, I think you might be right. He's got that thing about him, hasn't he?
He's got the right Jedi going on. It's just the wrong motions to get there. You know, so there's always... But this is the thing as well I love about Star Wars. There's always potential for good. But something always happens to take you back to... I wish you hadn't have done that then. But it's human nature, isn't it, to do stuff
that you don't want to do. You've got to remember, it's a huge universe, huge story. Things are always going to be up and down.
Yeah, this
you
is
can,
it.
You can't agree with everything that's going to be in there. Not everybody's going to be where you want them to be.
Yeah, exactly. But this is why we do this.
Yeah.
Because it's awesome to talk about.
And then we can maybe write them, but also then there'll be plenty of people go, but that would never happen because actually in this story, this canon thing happens, so that's impossible. And you go, okay, yeah, great, but we're not talking about what is happening. This is what we'd like to happen.
Yeah, this is it. This is it. This is why this little bonus thing, this is why I don't think we could change Luke's last sort of hurrah because of these other things that we're going to talk about in a bonus episode, because it's so far in the past, we would have to change so much to rewrite Luke's sort of Jedi path towards the end.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't think his could change that much. But I think he's got so much potential to be a true Jedi, old Luke. But compared to people like Kanan.
Yeah, he's just not there.
You just sort of think, yeah, Luke is a bigger character in the story. Luke's name is big. Luke is the main dude. Like, we love Luke Skywalker, and we do. I know I've gobbed him off a bit in this, but I do actually love him.
Yeah.
But when you look at Kanan's doings and how the Force worked with Kanan, you're like, oh, that is what the Jedi are on his paper. Whereas Luke is just sadly a poor boy with propaganda.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? And it's sad that.
Yeah.
But there you go.
There you go. Well, that sounds like a perfect place to wrap it up.
Yeah, watch Rebels, man.
Yeah, I know. I need to watch all of it. It's a lot to watch. Yeah,
finish Twin Peaks and get on it. Come on now.
There's so much to watch. It's just, man, I'll be there.
There is a lot to watch.
You'll find me in another galaxy far, far away by the time I'm finished.
Great chatting to you, mate. Yeah. Great little question there. What do people think? Is Luke a true Jedi or not? Is there a Jedi that you think is better than Luke?
Yeah.
Or represents somebody that we haven't mentioned?
Yeah, who are your true Jedi nominees?
Yeah, give us a shout. Let us know what you think.
We'll have an award season.
Yeah, we'll have a little episode with top rankings of Jedi.
Yeah, it's just been the Brits recently, and there'll be the Oscars and all this sort of stuff. Why not
Eurovision,
have...
I might sing in there for you.
Oh yeah, I can't wait for Eurovision. But that's true. I love Eurovision. Anyway, that's beside the point for another episode. But yes, we could have a little ranking
of
truest Jedis if we get enough responses.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll stick a little poll on Instagram.
Yeah. It won't be the best Jedi. It'll be who represents the Jedi the best.
Yeah. Who do you think is the truest Jedi?
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one.
Like if all the answers are Obi-Wan, then well, there's only going to be one award, isn't there?
yeah. Hello there. it'll be old Obi. But then let's not forget, Obi does become Ben.
Yes.
So.
Not his choice.
Not his choice, no, but still.
He's
trying to do the good fight, isn't he?
Yeah, he's still looking after Luke.
Yeah, from afar. One quick thing before we say goodbye. On Dagobah, obviously, Ben talks to Luke. Why don't Yoda just say hello to him? Hello. Are you Obi-Wan? Because you look totally different from when you were in the Clone Wars. It's only been 15 years.
Now, let's not get into this, but I did read something earlier when we were looking up for one of our bonus episodes about Force ghosts. Some characters can only see some Force ghosts.
Surely Yoda could see Obi-Wan.
Well, but maybe not. I don't know. It depends on what their actual connection is.
All three of them stood there at the end of episode 6.
Yes, we can see them. And Luke.
Oh, Luke is seeing all three of them, but they might not.
Because they've all influenced him in some way, but they might. I mean, it does look like they interact with each other a bit, but.
I don't think they do, you know. It would be. Yeah.
Right,
leave it there.
That could be a bonus episode. Can Force ghosts see each other? And does everybody see every Force ghost? Because that would be crazy. How many Force ghosts must there be?
Well, they choose to appear, don't they?
Yeah.
So, you know, if it...
So they're only going to appear to those people that matter.
Yeah, and as well, you know, not every Jedi becomes a Force ghost. No. You have to do a physical trial to attain the power.
Yes.
Which is in the Clone Wars.
Right, let's draw a line under that. Let's come back to Force ghosts again.
Yeah.
In another episode because, yeah, very interesting.
Yeah,
Right, well... Lovely chatting to you. Good question. Really enjoyed that.
Yeah, me too, actually. That was a good one.
Right. Anybody else got any questions? Send us a DM on Instagram at WIQGDD.
And if you want to email us, it's the same name, WIQGDD@gmail.com.
Lovely.
There you go.
Very nice. Right. Well, look after yourself.
Be good.
And stay out of the sand.